Brian Cole will be out fishing in the Delta this summer, but not for sport. He'll be scooping up shiny little minnows called Mississippi Silversides for a research project.
The project is looking at the effects of endocrine-disrupting chemicals on fish in the Sacramento and San Joaquin Delta.
Specifically, this involves some hormones with very familiar names.
Many people recognize estrogen, testosterone as important hormones, chemicals in your body that signal changes in puberty, but all sorts of other things as well throughout your life. And endocrine-disrupting chemicals are things that either mimic one of those chemicals or inhibit one or the other.
And fish, Cole explains, are particularly well-suited for this sort of examination.
In fish, unlike in humans, where the sexes are pretty distinct, male, female, in a lot of other animals, that line is a bit blurrier. So endocrine-disrupting chemicals can change the adult sexes of fish, and amphibians are one that's been particularly hard hit by these types of chemicals.
Cole is a postdoctoral researcher based at the Bodega Bay Marine Lab, but he'll be conducting his study on samples taken from the Sacramento River Delta.
The Delta is a good source because there has been this observed so-called pelagic organism decline, the death of lots of fish and just decline in populations in general of animals living in the Delta. So we're trying to figure out how much a part of that decline endocrine-disrupting chemicals are involved with.
While the long-term effects of exposure to these endocrine-disrupting compounds are yet to be determined, Cole says there's little mystery about where they're coming from and how they wind up in the water. It's largely the result of human activity.
In our area, birth control is one of the main contaminants in human wastewater. But then there's also pyrethroid pesticides, or a large class of pesticide used throughout the world that are a pretty potent estrogen mimic. So they bring out female-like traits. There's many other types of chemicals and many that we don't know about yet. It's a very rapidly growing class of chemical. We're just beginning to recognize all the effects and all the types of chemicals that are out there.
Part of Cole's project involves trying to get a fix on the big picture to determine if or how much of a threat these chemicals may pose to affected species as a whole.
There's a lot that we don't know yet about what endocrine-disrupting chemicals are doing. Because they change sex ratio of things, they certainly have the potential to affect whole populations and could be quite bad in their effects. But that hasn't really been observed yet in the studies that have been done. We've designed a study to try and determine if these chemicals do really have the potential to disrupt whole populations.
But Cole also recognizes that his study will provide, at best, a preliminary estimate of those impacts.
Ideally, we'll be able to say 30%, 80%, who knows exactly what, but some amount of the observed decline in fish we can say is due to these chemicals. But it's just the nature of scientific study that you're always going to have a probability and uncertainty in these sort of things.
Cole received one of seven Delta Science Fellowships this year from the California SeaGrant program in support of his 2-year study. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.